Mr. Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Welcome along to the podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. It's wonderful to have you along for the ride.
Hey, have we been getting any emails recently?
Nah, no one's bothered, mate.
What?
Shows you that there's over 7,000 people that listen to this podcast, but nobody wants to send an email.
Why not?
And probably because they got me surname all left up. Adam, A-D-A-M dot Straney, S-T-R-A-N-E-Y, at wavefm.com.au.
That's it, as simple as that. Send us a message. Is there something you'd like to ask us? Like anything.
Mm.
A random question. I'd love a random question.
A random question.
A random question. Something that we do not expect that you would ask us.
Mm.
Like, hey, what is your favorite place to eat Pringles? I mean, that's random, isn't it?
Lounge?
I like to eat Pringles probably when I'm in the studio doing music. I like to have it there on standby. If I'm doing a long drive, drives.
On a plane, that's where I like Pringles.
Oh, yeah.
On a plane, because Pringles are one of those things that they're already pressurized. And then when the plane becomes even more pressurized, you can see the lid of the Pringles.
True.
It just completely goes berserk on
you. Yeah, true.
It's like they're flying in their own little Pringle parcel.
Well, that is right. I hit when I'm driving along on the highway or whatever, and I'm eating Pringles, and my arm get stuck in the Pringle container.
Nothing finer.
I've just lost an arm while I'm driving. You know, that's a dangerous thing.
Mind you, if you're a pig like me and you've got one packet of Pringles there, one packet of Pringles there, you lift up both your arms and you go, well, shit, how am I going to drive now?
You can't drive at all.
I got Pringle hands.
Yeah, Pringle hands.
It's ridiculous.
Adam Pringle hands.
That's right.
It's the sequel.
Join us tomorrow morning, but here's what happened today. I can't even remember. Michelle, you've been writing a song for Damien Leith to perform. This is off the back of Damien releasing a songwriting course for people that they can get online as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've always known I could write a song. When I saw this course online, I thought, boom, it's happening.
It has been an interesting way. Before we play anything, we're not going to play it because, look, I'm going to sing it tomorrow.
Yeah.
But in all tradition, when you're writing your song, you like to make a demo of it.
Yesterday afternoon, you finally got your acts together and you've decided to create a very quick demo.
A demo. It's a demo.
So who do you play a demo for, Damien, when you're in the music industry?
Well, you play it to somebody within the industry, A&R, record companies,
sure.
Other songwriters, performers,
people
that you think could actually give some great advice. We've got someone just like that on the phone,
Michelle Laurie, are you ready for this? Remember yesterday we were talking to Gleeso from the Jets about Michael Gudinski. I sent him a message late yesterday and said, hey, mate, thanks for popping on. Can we get you back to critique Michelle's song? Gleeso, welcome back, brother.
Awesome. Thanks for having me back. I'm so excited. I always wanted to be an A&R guy because I was the one sneaking off and doing all the stuff in the toilet and stuff like that. I was wondering what they're doing.
Dave. Yeah,
they got the easiest job, don't they? They have the easiest job.
Yeah, you've been promoted.
And they get
promoted.
All the good merchandise as well.
Yeah, that's it.
Gleeso, you haven't heard this song, but you've heard plenty of demos in your time. What we thought we could do is get you on to maybe critique the demo. What's the title of the song again, Michelle?
You're the High That's Driving Me, Dave.
Oh, gee.
Oh, I love it. I love the title. Okay, we're off to a good start.
Yep, all
right. Thank you. I don't think this is fair to me, though, that you should be hearing it down a phone line.
Let me play the verse to Gleeso. We'll let him be the judge. Here it comes, Gleeso.
I don't know what it is I'm supposed to do. Seems like nothing I ever say is good enough for you. Not gonna stand here pretending I've always been true. But I tell you this much, I'll never be after loving you.
Gleeso,
all right, that's
first verse, mate, what are your thoughts?
Right, well, I love it, actually. You know what I love about it? It's got a nice lilt to it. It's got a nice little melody through the verse. Because obviously you don't want to give away the big melody moments in the verse. They're going to come in the chorus. But so far, I'm digging it.
Michelle! Gleeso of the Jets is digging your song.
Dave, you don't even know the best of it yet. I mean, it's a very sexy number about a bad boy and his woman tied together in the eternal tussle.
Right. I love the premise.
Some of the biggest Screaming Jets songs had that amazing chorus.
Oh, God.
Gleeso,
and right,
I'm,
right off,
oh, yeah.
It?
Yeah, and okay. I am going to play you the chorus of this song that Damien will perform on our rooftop. Here it comes, mate. We need the critique on the chorus.
And I'm not going to walk away. I know you want to play. Been this way a long time. Yeah. Your love hurts just like a crime. I'm guilty every time. Can't break free. You're the heart that's driving me.
All right, Glee, yeah. So do you reckon that the Jets might be able to pinch this one and get out and tour with this?
Yeah, maybe. We are looking for songs at the moment for recording.
Oh, Michelle, did you hear that?
It's fantastic.
I did.
Has that come from a Damien Lewis songwriting teaching program?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I just did the hour one. I'm a busy working mum, Dave.
It's an express. It's
unreal. I love it.
Learn to write a song in 1 hour. That's no messing around.
Fantastic. I hear trumpets. I hear big brass section.
Oh,
I love
I like
it.
That.
Wow. That song's for sale, Dave.
Everything's for sale, Michelle.
Yeah, exactly. I could not agree more.
Look, Gleeso, we really appreciate your support on this one and your critique of the song that Damo's got to sing tomorrow on the Wave FM rooftop, mate. We look forward to seeing you again when you swing by Wollongong real soon, mate.
No worries. Cannot wait to get back on the road. So thanks for having me, guys.
No worries at all. Gleeso of the Screaming Jets, don't forget tomorrow, 8:40, Damien will premiere the song Looking Forward to It on the rooftop. It's not called Looking Forward to It, but you get what I mean.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
I got to raise an issue with you. And maybe you don't have the knowledge on this, okay? Maybe this is just out of your realm.
What do you mean?
It's, why? Well, because it's to do with clothes, okay? It's to do with clothes. And I know you don't always wear a whole lot of clothes. So...
Only on the bottom.
Careful.
Only on the bottom. All right.
I don't wear pants when I'm at home.
No.
Well, okay. It's to do with pants. That's actually, that's why I bring it up. Okay. Is there a kind of a time frame when certain clothes, you just can't wear them anymore? And I'm talking about, I'm talking about age. Age, okay. Certain styles, okay. I realized a couple of years ago that the extremely tight jeans... No more for me, okay? Mm.
I know you love them though, right? You really love tight jeans.
Yeah, but these aren't tight. The ones I'm wearing nowadays are not tight compared to what I used to wear.
You used to wear them tighter?
Oh, the ones I used to wear, oh my goodness. I turned up to Christmas Eve Mass in Ireland in my little village town wearing space pants. I mean, honestly, they were out of this world. They were the tightest things. They may as well have been... sprayed on. I'd say all the kids that I grew up with must have saw me there and went, look at the state of that fella. Look at him.
No, they weren't saying look at the state of him. They were saying look at the state of the Jets crackers.
The Jets crackers. Why did you like them? I don't understand people who like tight pants because, like, they're so uncomfortable. When you just try and sit in them, they sort of hurt.
Well,
and I would think they would hurt your testicles. Now, I don't mean to be really sort of pry into the state of your testicles, but wouldn't they hurt when you...
No, no damage over the years.
Really?
Yeah, no, everything is hunky-dory.
Did you wear tight pants prior to singing, or is the tight pants the help to get to the falsetto?
The tight pants kind of became a thing, you know,
right.
And I do believe it does help with some of those high notes occasionally,
When you go to walk upstairs, do the seams cut into your testicles at all? Do you rub them?
No. Everything is in order. Everything is cool. They see, a lot of those tight jeans have got a lower bottom
crotch.
Area. Yeah, kind of in the crotch.
Gusset.
The crotchular
gusset.
Area has definitely got a dip in it.
I've never seen a pair of pants with a dip for your balls.
No, yeah.
Never.
You got to look on the inside of it. You got to look on the inside of it. You don't see it on the outside. They're not going to give away that sort of stuff because it's all meant to be figure hugging, you know?
That's how they go on one side or the other.
Gosh.
You can pick.
No, they get cut right down the middle.
Jeffrey, you go that side. Stephen, you go that side. Off you go, boys.
That's it, exactly. Well, look, moving on from tight pants. Okay? Mm. So as the years gone on, I put them to one side. Mm. I wear normal jeans now. I had an issue last night because I came down the stairs. I went to see Kenny, the play here in the Illawarra. It was fantastic. Got dressed up for the occasion. I went, looked at myself. I went, geez, you look awesome. You know, you're still pulling it off.
Is that what Eileen said? Or?
No, that's what I said.
You said that. So Eileen said you looked appalling, right?
No, Eileen said I was gorgeous looking.
Oh, God.
Yeah, she said hot. I think she used the term
she
hot.
She did not say hot. Well,
she didn't say anything, but you're that's
yes.
Your
I heard her. I'm nearly positive I heard her.
Yeah.
All right.
Really?
The jeans are ripped. They're ripped jeans.
Mm.
Okay.
Nice.
And they're ripped in multiple areas. And
so you're 15 again.
Well, this is actually why I'm asking it. I sat down to watch the play. Jarvis was sitting beside me. Jagger was sitting beside him, and all three of us were wearing tight black ripped jeans. Yeah. I took a glance over and went, "Oh my God! All right, am I too old for this? Have I missed the boat of this? Are those days gone?
Are tight jeans on an old dude? Should they be extinct, Illawarra? 4275 1965
It's more about the ripped jeans, right?
Oh.
On this particular day,
tight
I think
and ripped.
Actually, well, yeah. I mean, Damien.
Look, I'll show you what they look like because I'm wearing them today.
God, oh
look at that.
So you wore them last night as well?
Look at that.
Oh,
yeah. God. So we got the knee ripped out of them.
Yeah, yeah. Michelle is in Russellvale. What do you reckon of Damo's ripped jeans, my friend?
I reckon just. Do you like if you're happy
right
wearing
on.
It and you feel good, then go for it. Like I think we're getting away from judging people on what they wear and we're just letting people be. Are you a good person? Then do it. Who cares?
Michelle
agrees with that. Michelle, what a beautiful sentiment, and I couldn't have said it better. You're a good woman.
Yeah, good on you. I'm hanging up on you. I'm joking.
Oh,
Michelle,
you
I'm joking.
Grumpy guy.
Hey, you
there.
Have a great day too, all right?
You too. Bye.
Good on you. Thanks for being a part of the show.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Big day yesterday. Great day in our family, Damien. Well, my mum got her cat nets up.
Her cat nets? What's a cat
net? Yeah, it's a big day. Oh, look, I'm sure cat nets are huge in the Illawarra. They should be, actually, because of all your beautiful wildlife. Yeah, because did you know that the average domestic cat eats 3 pieces of wildlife a day?
3 a day?
Yeah.
Wow, they're savages.
They are.
Well,
they are savages. That's
apex
why
predators,
you don't,
man.
You don't get a cat to lick your face. I mean, as a rule, because you know they've been off eating ratatouilles and all sorts of stuff.
Oh, that's the least of your worries. They've been licking their butts.
Yeah,
the main issue.
Right.
But they've got bacteria for that sort of thing, though, don't they?
Yeah, they do, but we don't.
Their bacteria is so hectic, honestly, that you can get really bad, like, when they bite you, cats. A friend of mine is a mad cat, full cat lady, and a kitten bit her once, and her finger was paralyzed for a while. Like, their bacteria is hectic as hell.
Again, a lot of reasons why I'm not much of a cat person.
So
but anyway.
What are these cat nets?
Yeah, what is a
what
cat
the cat
net?
Nets you speak of?
I always get cat nets whenever I move house. You get a bloke, and he comes round, and he nets your whole backyard. He puts a net over it. It's like my backyard's a big budgie cage.
A net
and
over
so
the entire back garden?
Entire back garden. The cats cannot get out. No other cats can get in.
Like a dome.
Like a dome
over your back garden. Like
it's
in The Simpsons
dome.
When they put a dome over all of Springfield.
Yeah, sort of. It's you know, oxygen can get in and out, but birds can't. That's the other great thing.
Yeah.
So they can't catch birds and bring them in the house. You know, that's awful when you come home and there's feathers on the floor and you go, oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, no, because they think they're giving you a gift.
Yes.
Have you ever had that?
Yes.
Oh, you come home, or worse, you wake up, and there's a love gift on your bed, and it's a dead something.
Mm.
Oh,
jeez,
God.
But you're safe now because of the cat nets. And so your mum put cat nets in, did she?
She didn't. I did because she's a tight ass.
Okay, right.
I put cat nets at her house because, as you know, she's not allowed to live with us anymore for various reasons.
Oh, yeah.
And so I've moved her into her own flat again. And so yesterday I got the boys around to put her cat nets up. And this is the classic my mum. So I said to her 3 days ago, now don't forget the cat net guys are coming over on Wednesday.
Mm.
Right? What time? I said, they're coming at 8. Oh, Christ! That's early.
Yes.
Oh, gee.
To which I replied, you're welcome. As I do.
Ma'am.
They're expensive. Like, never, ever does she say thank you. Well, thank you. No. Oh, Christ, that's early. Well, just get up, mate. Just get up a bit early, chuck on some tracky dacks, open the door. Yeah. Me and the guys are doing everything else to keep your cat alive.
All you gotta do is keep the door open. That's all you gotta do. Open the door.
All you gotta do.
Yeah, doesn't even need to put pants on. You've asked her to put pants on. Mum, be like me. Open the door, no pants.
You're so right. I opened the door the other day to someone sans pants.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with that, Mum. Do whatever. Put on your dressing gown. She loves a dressing gown. Pop on that nice velour dressing gown you've got with the buttons down the front. They're not going to care, mate. Just open the door and let them in. They'll do the work. I'll pay for it.
Oh, that's me, Ellie. Maybe she doesn't like getting the cat nets. I'm looking at them here and they're ugly.
She loves them.
They're ugly looking things, aren't they? I mean,
no, they're not. They're fine. They're very inobtrusive.
It's like your entire garden is a goalpost. It's just that's what it looks like. A goalpost around your entire garden. No one can get in. No one can get out.
She likes them because I've had her cat Maya here at my house because I've already got the nets until the nets go up, and she's like, "I want my. I want my cat. When are the cat nets going up? I want my baby. I want my. Because her cat's like her. A narky bitch.
I was just about to say, a grumpy old bugger.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
I had a serious parenting fail yesterday, Straney.
Well, what happened?
Serious fail. Probably one of the worst that I've done to date.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. Bad dad. Are you ready for this?
Mm.
All right. Kiki, my little 9-year-old, arrived home from school very excited. She'd just taken on board learning the trumpet.
Oh, the trumpet. Right. Good instrument.
Good.
Only 3 valves.
Look at you.
Very handy.
You have your thorough knowledge of the trumpet. Mm. I like your style.
Hey, good mate of mine, Jimmy Morrison, loves it.
Okay. It's a difficult instrument.
It takes a while
to get your lips around it and all the rest.
Mm.
She arrived home. She was really excited. She got her trumpet, hired it from the school, brought it into the house. She said, "Can I play it for you?"
Mm.
She started playing it.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was a wonderful sound, wasn't it? You know, that sound of a trumpet through the home, almost bugle-esque of Anzac Day coming up.
Well, it wasn't quite like that. It
wasn't like that?
It was like...
Yes. Yeah, the person who has to clean that trumpet when it gets back to the school is going, "What kid had this?"
Spitting all over the inside of it. It didn't sound the greatest, but I was obviously supporting her. I was like, "This is great." I was like, "You remind me of American Pie." There's a scene in American Pie. Remember that movie about the coming of age, the guys who are trying to lose their virginity on
American Pie 1 through to 22, I think.
I enjoyed them all. Yeah, I'm a sucker for it. But the main actor, Jason Biggs, he falls in love with Alison Hannigan. Okay?
Yes.
And she's in band camp. You know the whole scene.
Oh, no, the band camp.
One time in band camp. He gets mistaken for a trombonist.
Mm.
And he ends up going out in front of a big crowd of people. And he has to play the trombone. He has no idea.
Mm.
And it sounded a bit like this.
Really, it's excellent.
His dad sit across the stage. He's doing this sort of thrusting movement. So I turned around to Kiki and said, "You sound a lot like the scene from American Pie."
Yeah.
Look, it's an absolute twit. I pulled up the scene from American Pie. And then I had Jagger Jarvis watching the scene as well.
Dad fail.
And then there's this part of the scene is they start doing this. He starts doing this thrusting thing
with his hips gyrating.
And I look around. And one of the boys is doing it. They got Kiki's trumpet. They start walking around. And do it exactly. I was like, "Oh my God."
I've got audio of Kiki who played the trumpet, actually. Hey, well done. That's good key.
That's it. See,
well done, Kiki.
Oh, but I felt terrible. She put the trumpet away. She said, "I don't think she wants to play it anymore."
Well, that's what happens when Dad's thrusting his hips in the lounge.
I didn't thrust the kids. The kids were thrusting their hips. I had nothing to do with it. I just encouraged them to watch the video.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
There's nothing as bad as being in a situation where, well, you don't know what to say. Mm. You're looking across at someone and you go, "Oh, jeez, I don't really like this person. Don't know what to say to them."
Mm.
It's awkward. Orkies, as the kids are all saying.
Orkies.
Orkies. Mm. But thankfully, we have someone who can solve that problem.
Resolve it.
Yes? Michelle, give us a combo starter.
Thank you so much. What a beautiful, wonderful introduction.
No, you're welcome.
Well, we're fortunate because the three of us never struggle for things to say. But if you're ever in a snack-laden environment and you are struggling for things to say, I have a snack-based conversation starter for you.
Oh, I like
okay.
it.
This one comes from the Pringles container.
Okay.
We're all familiar with it.
Yeah, once you pop, you can't stop.
Mm. Obviously, thank you so much. Now, did you know, well, you probably didn't know this one. In 1966, the container itself was invented by a chap called Frederick Bauer, who said, do you know what? I hate it when you open a packet of chips and they're a bit crushed. And when you think about it, it is a dumb way to carry your chips around, isn't it? Because they're so easily busted up, even though they put lots of air in there to try and cushion it. It's really quite silly. And he said, I'm gonna invent a cardboard tube, a cylinder, and then they're all going to stack up so neatly in there. And once you pop it open, they're going to be perfect and there's going to be very little breakage, certainly, right?
Okay.
Now, that's not the conversation starter. The starter is this. Frederick Bauer, the inventor of the Pringles tube, was buried. His remains, his ashes, are in a Pringles tube.
Oh, that's awesome.
Jeez.
That is amazing.
Wow.
What a great convo starter.
Those were his wishes, guys.
No one expected that.
I like it a lot.
That has.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. I can see people across Illawarra talking about exactly that.
Yep. When you're at footy training tonight. Hey, did you know the dude who does the Pringles thing? He's buried in a Pringles thing.
Yeah. What?
What are you talking about?
Then it's like, wow, I heard about it. People who were buried in their car. What? Yes, they love their car so much. How do you want to be buried? Well, it's funny you ask because, boom, and we're away.
Yep. Starting conversations right across the Illawarra is our very own Michelle Laurie.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.